Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and this week we will be learning two Mishnayos, one from the third chapter of Pirkei Avos and one from the fourth. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos 3:13 and 4:19. Perek Gimel, chapter 3, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Mishnah 13 says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Schok v'kalas rosh margilin erva. That jesting and levity accustom a person to lewdness. This was actually my yearbook quote. Masaras siyag l'Torah. Tradition is a fence to the Torah. Maestros siyag l'osher. Tithes are a fence to wealth. Nedarim siyag l'precious. Vows are a fence to abstention. Siyag l'chachma shtika. And a fence to wisdom is silence. Let's take a look in the Tosfos Yontiv for some parish on this Mishnah. Schok v'kalas rosh margilin erva, jesting and levity accustom a person to lewdness. Parish of Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah explained, Klomar, this is to say, Aval kovid rosh v'hayira hu siyag l'arayos, that being serious and solemn are a fence, a preventative measure against promiscuity. Shekol ha-Mishnah hazos midaberes b'siyogim ad kan. Because this entire Mishnah discusses preventative measures, it discusses fences to various traits, and this is the end of the quote. V'hadilo tadan hachi behedya kmo be'inach. And the reason that the Mishnah doesn't teach here the way it does in the other cases, mishum de'bahachi ashmu'inan tova, because we learn more this way. Deschok v'kalas rosh margilin b'hargel tamidi, because jesting and levity, they accustom a person, meaning that they make someone used to it all the time. Masha enkein alu tanan hasiyag de la erva hu koved rosh v'hayira. And this would not be the case if the Mishnah just said that being serious and solemn are a fence to promiscuity. This would only teach us that jesting and levity bring a person to promiscuity. But not that they accustom him to it. Tithes are offense to wealth. But Midrash Shmuel, Dibimishneh Yerushalmis, Goris Maestros Siyag LaTorah. Midrash Shmuel, in an edition of the Mishnah from Yerushalayim, says that tithes are offense for Torah. Uperish sha'ayidei kein yochlu makablei ha'maiser l'hachazik b'Torah ulalamda k'ma'amram zechonon l'bracha. The explanation is that through this, by way of the tithes, the recipients will be able to occupy themselves with Torah and learn it, as per the statement of the sages, lo nitna Torah elo lo ochle truma, that Torah was only given to those who eat truma. Ukvar ksavti b'mishna tetzayin de parakama de maisros, shehu shem leklal hamatanos. And the Tosfos Yontiv says that he already explained in the first chapter of Maisros, the 16th Mishnah, that truma is a general name given to all of the priestly gifts. V'arav Rabbeinu Yisrael perish dechsiv dvarim yadalid chav gimel. And he quotes Rabbi Yisrael using a pasuk in Devarim, 14th chapter, 23rd verse. V'achalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha v'gomer, you shall eat before Hashem your God, etc. Maiser degancha v'gomer, the tithes of your grain, etc. Laman tilmed liyira es Hashem Elokecha adkan, in order that you may learn to fear Hashem your God, end quote. Nedarim siyag l'precious, vows are a fence for abstinence. Bizman sha'adam maschil b'precious v'chule, makabel lov b'loshan neder v'chule. So he quotes, the Bart Nuro, that when a person first starts to separate himself from things, he does it by accepting a vow upon himself not to do a certain thing. So that's how a person gets used to abstinence. Siyag l'chach mashtika, and a fence for wisdom is silence. V'lo amar shtika siyag l'chachma. It doesn't say silence is a fence for wisdom. Kamo be'enach, as it says using the formula of the other dicta in this Mishnah. Shekein derech lishnos kach ba'achron le'adia shehu achron. Because the Mishnah very often changes the language used in the last item of a list in order to make it obvious that this is the end of the list. Kein kasev b'derechayim, and this is explained in Derechayim. Ubimidrash Shmuel Ksav, Dashani Halafisha Ein Shum Siag LaChachma Kim Hashtika Belvad. And the Midrash Shmuel says that this case is different because there's no other fence for wisdom except for silence. Ulahachitana Siag Kodem, and that's why it says the fence part first. Klomar Siag HaChachma Eino El Hashtika. This means to say that the fence for wisdom is only silence. Masha ein ken ki anach da afal gav shekol echad siyag la'oso davar. This is not the case with all the other things in the Mishnah, because even though the thing that's stated is a fence for that item, mikol makom yesh la'oso davar gam ken siyag acher milvad zeh. Nevertheless, there are other fences for those characteristics. This is not the case when it comes to wisdom. Shtika, silence. Perish Harav Bartnura Medivrei Harishus V'chulei. The Bartnura explains that this means refraining from saying permissible things. V'yalehem Amar Shlomo, and regarding this, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Chaf Ches, Gam Avil Macharish Chacham Yechashev, that even a fool, if he remains silent, will be considered wise. And if even a fool, if he stays silent, is considered wise, we learn from this that any person, if he stays silent, is considered wise. The ode, and furthermore, furthermore, the prior pasuk says that a person who spares his words has knowledge, and a person who holds back his breath has understanding. V'leikoi gam avil v'gomer. And this is to what the verse about a fool being silent refers. Ulefisha lashon ha-mishnah siyag l'chachma. And since the language of the Mishnah is that silence is a fence for wisdom, nichale l'rav bartnura l'minkat krad t'ksiv be'chacham. Since the Mishnah is talking about chachma, then it's good for the Bartnura to quote the pasuk that says chacham in it. So in other words, you have to go back a pasuk to get the full context. The Bartnura is just quoting the verse that has the same word as is used in the Mishnah. Moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Tes. Shmuel HaKatan Omer, Shmuel HaKatan says, Bin fol oivecha al tismach. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls. Ubekashlo ayaga libecha, and don't let your heart celebrate when he stumbles. Penyira Hashem, v'rabe einav, v'heishiv me'elav apo, because we're concerned that God will see it, and he will be displeased, and he will turn his wrath away from your enemy. And this is a pasuk in Mishlei, Perachaf Dalet, pasuk Yud Zayin. So now the big question is, why is this a Mishnah, and why is it attributed to Shmuel HaKatan when it's just a pasuk from Mishlei? How does it also become a Mishnah, and why is Shmuel HaKatan credited with it? So let's look at the Bartnura. Bin fol oivecha al tismach, do not rejoice when your enemy falls. Pasuk hu b'Mishlei, as we said, it's a verse in Proverbs. Elisha Shmuel HaKatan hayaragil lehochiach b'nei adam b'midazu. But Shmuel HaKatan was accustomed to rebuke people using this characteristic. Penyira Hashem v'rabe einav, and the reason that we don't do this is because we're afraid that God will see it and be displeased. Shasiso b'vavecha ki'ilu hu shluchacha l'malos tavascha. Because you're treating God as if you consider him your agent to fulfill your desires. So you're so happy, you're rejoicing this happened to another person, you're acting as if God did it for you. V'heishiv me'elav apo, and this will cause God to turn his anger from that person. Midlokasiv v'shav elav v'heishiv, because the pasuk doesn't say he will return, which is v'shav, it says he will turn, v'heishiv. So God's anger isn't going back where it came from, it's going somewhere else. Mashma yasirehu me'al oivecha v'shivehu alecha. The implication being that God will remove his wrath from your enemy and turn it towards you. So don't rejoice when your enemy falls. That tends to end badly. All right, that is our two Mishnayos for the week. Join us next week, and we will conclude with a Mishnah from Perek Hey and a Mishnah from Perek Vav.